Welcome to PR Future, the podcast that explores the dynamic world of public relations. Today, we're going to have a brief session to discuss some new research that we've done at USC that we think is quite relevant to public relations and journalism. And it's about the impact of the recent presidential election on a number of topics, including polarization and purpose. Last year, we did a study on new activism that explored a lot of the issues that the general public is talking about these days and how corporations are responding to them. Everything from climate change to Black Lives Matter. And we interviewed a number of activists and a number of corporate communicators who work on activism. A year later, with the change in administration from Donald Trump to Joe Biden, we wanted to explore whether or not people were going to relax their opinions and their activism, or whether they are going to double down under this new administration. And that's why we surveyed the general public, 1,000 PR people, and about 500 journalists. And I'm here today with Uli Gretzel, who's a professor and a fellow at the Center for Public Relations at Annenberg. And Uli creates a lot of our survey questions. She analyzes the data. She helps us in many different ways to understand what's going on in the outside world. I thought that the results of this study were really interesting to me for a lot of reasons. And there's a lot of information here that people can read about or look at the charts and graphs. But overall, when you look at the data that we got from all these different audiences, what was your general conclusion about the attitude of America right now as we get a new president?
Well, we did this in December. So actually, we were concerned that this would be outdated very fast, that everything would be okay. And it turns out that there's still a lot of uncertainty. That was really reflected in the survey result that, yes, there was positive outlook in some ways and assumptions that there will be change. But overall, we still see that people are divided, people have concerns, and overall that the trust in government is not there. And I think it will be a real challenge for this new administration to reestablish that.
Yeah, trust and faith in the political process and trust in government in our last survey were the reasons people became activists because they didn't have a trust in government. And it doesn't look like that's changing a lot right away. In fact, it looks like people on the right have lost a lot of their faith in government based on this outcome. What about polarization?
It was really surprising to see how many people, you know, really predicted the civil unrest that we saw unfolding over the last few weeks. I think that a lot of them actually expect this to continue for quite a while. And this is across the board, whether they are on the left or on the right. And I think that really tells you something. This rhetoric of national unity is powerful, but it hasn't really translated into, you know, actual feelings or actual optimism about what is happening. There is no unity in this country. This is the separated states of America or the polarized states of America right now. That was one of the main findings that we teased out from the research, both on the professional side as well as on the consumer side.
And it seemed like besides being polarized, people thought that the changes from the election would be good for the economy, good for the reputation of the US around the world, good for the stock market, there'd be more access to healthcare. So there were some positive things that came out of it. But I was surprised that when it came to people's own beliefs, whether they were going to be more empathetic and listen better to other people's opinions and those kinds of things, those didn't seem to change very much at all.
Yeah, you're right, Fred. And for me, I think it really shows also how conservative the country really is. I think a lot of people are not expecting much change at all. The institutions that are in place are not expected to change, as well as, you know, people don't think that those government decisions necessarily have a personal impact on them. And that's a little bit in contrast to what we found with the activism study, where a lot of people said, I feel the urge to do something about this. Now it seems like, well, we voted, and a lot of people voted in our sample. The majority said that they think the vote counted, but they don't really see that this has a personal effect on them, which I find very surprising.
Yeah. And they remain active. It seems like everybody's going to continue to be politically active, but they're going to sort of double down on the opinions they had before. It was also interesting, the media has a big effect on polarization. And we talked to journalists, about 500 journalists, and they seemed to agree that after Trump is out of office, there'd be less political news, and therefore consumers might not consume as much news. But on the other side of the equation, they thought that fake news would increase and that there would be more conspiracy theories out there on the internet. So I thought that was an interesting dichotomy, less people listening to traditional news and more people following fake news. That doesn't seem to be headed in a good direction.
Our survey really shows that there needs to be something done here. Just having a new president doesn't necessarily change this. They did expect more social media regulation. I think the assumption is that just because we have a new president, these fundamental issues are not going to go away.
And we're seeing that they predicted more regulation of social media platforms, and we're seeing that already. And the platforms themselves are doing some self-regulation. They've kicked off a lot of groups. Twitter's kicked off Donald Trump. It's amazing the sort of activities that have already happened that are sort of fulfilling what we said here. The credibility of the news media, people thought that might increase, but the one thing that was most outstanding from the journalists was almost 80% thought that the credibility of the White House communications team would improve. That's a real statement, I think, on the difference between these two administrations.
The credibility was completely eroded. I mean, we're starting from almost zero, that on a professional side, they violated so many rules and they violated the trust of the journalists and really made the PR profession almost ashamed of their colleagues. And we see now all these reports about people not being hired from that team. And I think that really tells you something about the respect or the lack of respect that the PR profession continues to have for the tactics that were used in this administration's communications team.
Definitely the White House communications team tarnished the image of PR overall. But when we talk to PR people, they seem pretty positive about the impact of the Biden administration, and particularly on diversity in the workforce. And you see how diverse Biden's administration is going to be. And I think that the PR industry is going to follow in his footsteps. But the one thing that all the PR people agreed on, that in this new era, the expectations of employees and of consumers, of business in general and specific companies, were going to increase. Just because Trump was gone didn't mean that those expectations were going to diminish, and that activist demands on business were also going to increase.
And I think that's why I'm a little shocked by how conservative the PR professionals are in terms of saying that companies will take a public stand on some issues. I was expecting that this new era really would encourage them to even work more with activists to really address some of these issues more. But what we see in the survey is that they only pick very safe workplace related issues. There's still a very traditional approach towards PR. And I think in the long run, they're not going to really, you know, fulfill this need by the consumer and by the activists to stand for something. And I think that's a little disappointing. And I'm really hoping that there will be a shift. We saw it in last year's survey too, that a lot of companies still say they don't want to stand for anything, and that a lot of PR professionals are a little, scared or careful to take a public stand.
Yeah, that's true. The issues that they were most comfortable talking about were diversity and gender equality and things that take place in the workplace. They're less comfortable talking about immigration and police reform and climate change. But I think that's changing. Admittedly, the number that said that they were going to partner with activist groups was only 29%. But a year ago, it was only 14%. So it's doubled. It's still a low number, but it's doubled. So I think there is movement in that direction. They believe that their CEOs are going to be much more in the spotlight, that people are going to be looking to them for more leadership on some of these issues. So that will be interesting to see how that plays out. We certainly saw it in Black Lives Matter. A lot of companies who had never spoken out about social issues jumped in on Black Lives Matter this past summer. But we'll see if that continues. In terms of personal outlook, you talked about this a little bit before. I'm always surprised that despite all this divisiveness, that overall 63% of the Americans that took our survey had a positive outlook on the future. And women even more than that, even more than men. And I wondered why you thought that even with all these problems and the civil unrest and people ransacking the Congress, that Americans seem somewhat hopeful.
That really speaks to a core quality of the United States, and that's resilience. And I think that is what attracts a lot of people to come and live here. This optimism, this hopefulness, especially for women, the Trump administration was a low point. And Biden, and especially with his appointments, really gives hope that there might be change. So yes, a lot of positivity and hopefulness.
And the other thing I noticed, Uli, in our responses, almost every question, people on the right had a different perspective than people on the left. We asked liberals and conservatives if their interest in leaving the country had increased or decreased. And the liberals said it, 37% said it had decreased. And then the conservatives said 21% said that had increased. There's almost two different American publics answering our questions and sort of stating their opinions overall. As communicators, what's the best approach for dealing with this bifurcated public that seems to have two different opinions on everything?
Yeah, I wish I had the answer to that for sure. I think the danger here is really disenfranchisement. And maybe this is also why some of the PR professionals are reluctant to take these stands. That automatically now, if you take a stand, you upset a considerable portion of the population. And that really creates an environment where it's very difficult to govern and to also, I think, sell a product or, you know, communicate about values. I think that really is the issue. And this is going to be a long-term problem in the country. And I think this is also why people expect that there will be continued civil unrest, because you have this polarization.
One of the things that PR people talked about in response to this increased scrutiny and activism from employees and consumers was more purpose-driven communications. Rather than talk about their products, they're more likely to be talking about the company's values. So I do think that companies realize that they're going to be playing a role in this. But as you said, they want to play a role that brings people together. They're not interested in alienating half of their consumer base. So although their intentions, I think, will be good, the execution of that can be a little tricky. Because it does seem like no matter what anyone says these days, it makes somebody mad.
What makes me really hopeful, Fred, is that the young people in the sample are quite different from the old people. And so we see a generational gap here, and we see that the young people even like push even more for this kind of change and for this kind of activism and for this kind of purpose-driven communication. And I think as Gen Z and the millennials are really going to take over, that we will just see a lot more people really demanding from companies and from the media to be responsible and to provide credible information.
And I think in terms of finding solutions to these problems, it is really going to require business, government, and the media all working together to find answers. And I think that at this point, there isn't that level of cooperation between those groups that we will hopefully see in the coming years. But I'm hoping that people will see that this is a serious problem and one that we can all work on together, because our country depends upon it.
If the Trump administration showed us anything, is that media are incredibly important for democracy. And they did nothing but alienate the media, even many of the conservative media outlets. So I think just that recognition that media, government, and business really, as you said, form this package, right, that is needed to create change, to unite people. I think that's a really important statement to me.
Well, we're going to continue to explore this avenue of polarization and purpose at the Center for Public Relations at Annenberg. We'll be releasing the full report on this study in a month or two. And then we have other follow-up studies that are continue to look at this issue of polarization. Communications has never been more important than it is today. It is really the answer to some of these really serious problems. And we have to arm ourselves with as much information as we can in order to effectively communicate in an honest, candid, thoughtful, inclusive way, and in a way that will reach everyone with a message, not just half of the country that already believe what we believe. So I'm looking forward to more research, Uli, and finding out more about these topics and seeing what USC can do to help provide some guidance to people in journalism and in PR and in media to find some common ground to help solve these problems. So thank you, Uli, for your help with the survey. Thank you for being part of this podcast. And we'll continue this dialogue until we make a difference.
Great, thank you.
To learn more about the future of our industry, keep an eye out for our full 2021 Global Communications Report on politics, polarization, and purpose. And check out our preliminary results at the link in the show notes. And thanks for tuning in to PR Future, a progressive podcast created by PR professionals for PR professionals. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode was recorded and produced remotely in Los Angeles by Ron Antoinette and Zazu Lippert, with production support from Anthony Baca, Michael Bronstein, and Sarah Lattman. And I'm your host, Fred Cook, and this is PR Future.